Shahrukh Khan's quest for seeking girls pan-India named Sejal has come to an end, as more than 7,000 girls have responded and agreed to be his Radha. The fan actor will travel to Ahmedabad, which has the most number of girls with the name Sejal, to launch the first track of the movie Radha there. The Imtiaz Ali directorial shows Shahrukh Khan playing a Punjabi boy, Harinder Singh Nehra and Anushka Sharma as a Gujarati girl, Sejal Parekh. After bagging her second Hollywood project XXX4, Piku actor Deepika Padukone has found a nomination in the Teen Choice Award in Choice Movie Actress category. The star will be competing against Gal Gadot for Wonder Woman, Michelle Rodriguez for Fate of the Furious, and Kaya Scodelario for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. After delivering a box office success, Hindi medium actor Irfan Khan has begun shooting for his next Hollywood venture titled Puzzle. The actor took to social media and posted a picture from the sets with camera person Chris Noor. Irfan Khan will next be seen in Bangladeshi film Doob, No Bed of Roses, directed by Mustafa Sarwar Faruqi. An exhilarated Radhika Apte joined the star cast of Shriram Raghavan Shoot, The Piano Player, along with Ayushman Khurrana and Tabu. The thriller will also see Vinay Pathak and Ashwini Kalsekar playing prominent characters. Radhika Apte has previously worked with Raghavan in Varun Dhawan's starrer revenge drama Badlapur. Veteran actor Amrit Pal, who was noted for his role as antagonist in Bollywood movies, passed away at the age of 76 after suffering from liver cirrhosis for a long time. The late actor shared screen space with actors like Dharmendra, Mithun Chakraborty, Vinod Khanna in movies like Jaal and Pyar Ke Do Pal. The enigmatic duo of Sherlock's Mark Gatiss and Stephen Moffat are reuniting to make Sherlock-style series of feature-length episodes on Bram Stoker's 1897 gothic horror novel Dracula. The novel has since then been spawned to many versions for different formats. It is not clear if the story will have a modern-day setting like Sherlock did or a period setting. The only three-time Academy Award winner Daniel Day-Lewis issued a statement stating that he will be no longer working as an actor, citing it as a private decision. The star garnered Academy Awards for his acts in My Left Foot, There Will Be Blood and Lincoln. The method actor will, however, be seen in Paul Thomas Anderson's Phantom Thread, based on the fashion world of London in 1950s. Rapper Prodigy, who was part of the American hip-hop duo Mobb Deep, died at the age of 42 following a sickle cell anemia crisis. The star paved way for the sound of New York rap with albums like the infamous Hell on Earth and Murda Music, which gained huge critical and mass acclaim in the 1990s. The cast of Transformers The Last Knight share that the action sequence in the science action movie are all green screen created and not CGI, including all action and explosion sequences. Along with that, the movie also embodies computer-generated robot sequels featuring 10,000 movie parts. Leading actor Josh Duhamel talks about the experience on working with green screen.
So much practical stuff that goes on in these two that it really feels like, say, a battle scene, for example, really does feel real, because these explosions are real and they're hidden all over the place. And so we rehearse, we know where everything is. Okay, one of the bombs is going to go off here, another one's going to go off here.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.